Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Yes, schizoid, it does look like that, but there's one thing about it. Our God is totally in control, and I just want to encourage you and remind you that when you're seeing those things take place, Jesus says, look up. Your redemption draws near. Because what he talked about this. He said, you know, nation's going to rise against nation. These things are going to happen. But he says, you know, don't you worry about that. And so these things that we're sharing, I guess you should worry about it if you're not with God. You need to make a choice to give your life to the Lord. Now's the time to do it. I mean, it's just that simple. You got to say, you know what? I got to quit acting, you know, like I have forever. I don't know how much time I have. You just never know. I'm going to go visit a friend of mine that whoever thought at a young age, you know, is you know, maybe in his last moments of life at a young age. You just don't know. But it's definitely appointed once to die and then the judgment. But when we've made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, the judgment at that point, Jesus takes that on for us. And, you know, that's the only way we can make it through that. So I just want to encourage you. But outside of that, you know, just moving as a disciple of Jesus Christ, learning to abide with him. We always talk about, and you can see it on your screen, iabide.org. We have a simple plan for you right now. You can go there at iabide.org and request a simple plan. It's free of charge. We'll just give it to you and begin to abide with him. Because this is a time, because we have so many convenient ways to be able to hear other people who spend time abiding with God. But what if you couldn't get to those people? What if you couldn't turn on your radio or couldn't turn on your TV or the people that you were listening to weren't abiding with God or, you know, you couldn't listen on your phone? Do you know how to spend time with God? We have that for you at iabide.org. John, I don't know if you read the book by Dr. James Dobson.
I haven't.
Yeah, this book's called Fatherless, and it's a powerful book. And you think about of all the things that you could call this particular generation, I think you can call it fatherless.
For sure.
There's something that you have in your life when you talk to those that have grown up without having a father in their life or having a functional father, you know, just because there's somebody there. I mean, you also had a lazy boy chair and you had a stool, but it doesn't necessarily mean it served a purpose. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you're living absent of that person in your life. And if we wanted to have healthy fathers, you first have to have healthy sons. And so everybody's doing the best they can do. But in that, it creates this dysfunction sometimes about how we see God. And so, you know, Dr. Dobson, the one that's focused on the family, you know, for years, his ministry's really impacted so many people. And in this book, it's just a powerful read. You need to read it because it kind of explains today about what's taking place. You know, what's taking place is the loss of the value of life, that life has no value anymore. And it's also tied up with, you know, the love of money and power. And it carries you through this whole scene of seeing what's taking place from all the different dimensions of how this decision, because sometimes we're like one-sided in how we're looking at something and you can't really understand what's really going on. Unless, you know, you get from all these different perspectives, which God's perspective is the best, but he covers it. And it's just so amazing because you have a journalist in here. You have a son that is just struggling with his health. You have another son that wants to go get a college degree. You got a mother who is aging. You have a politician who's working on funding for a particular project. And then, but you also have some particular drug that they're giving people now at the end of life. Drugs. So it was amazing. When these things kind of come together, you start seeing why everything matters. Because if you looked at this whole today, what's going on in this particular book about from one issue viewpoint, you're going to miss what's going on because it's all tied together. And it begins with the quality of life that some young man wants to end his life. And he's in the hospital and he wants to end his life. He feels like he's physically challenged. He's handicapped in some ways. He feels like he can't contribute anything to life. And he thinks the only way I can finally do something good for my mother, I'm going to end my life. And they were like giving him permission. And the mother's like, this can't happen.
Don't do this.
Don't do this thing. And he's like, I can finally do something that brings meaning. And society, as he writes about in this book, was creating that kind of atmosphere that, you know, the world would be better without you and that type of thing and burdens and that type of thing. And so to be able to do that, he had to have a particular drug to do that or something of that nature. And that was tied to like the FDA approval and some congressman and some journalist that was doing some background things. And the mother, you know, suing over my son should not have the right to take his life. But all of a sudden it flashes to that a mother was aging. And as all fathers and mothers do, and they no longer had nursing homes. They no longer had assisted living facilities.
Really?
You just go into this little place that looks like that, and then you just sign away your life. And when you sign into this thing, you're really signing away saying, you know, I agree to that. This is how I want my life to end. And they would give you this drug that was all tied into all that kind of stuff. And so you had the son. I'm probably messing the book up for you. We've got to hear this because today, this is a book that talks about today, the value of life. You know, for think how long that America said the value of children is not valuable. You can kill children. And now guess what? The very same people that went for years, you know, saying that my children are not valuable and you can kill them. Now that is turning around saying the children are saying you're not valuable.
Full
and we
circle.
Can end your life, right? And so this man is telling his mother, I mean, think about this. This man is telling his mother, he carries her to this particular place where she's hearing about all the things that they offer there. And she's kind of a little confused because of that time of her life. And her son, her grown son's going, listen, I want to go to college. And you know, you always want me to go to school. You know, you want me to go to school. And so if you sign this paperwork right here, if you sign this thing, then I'll be able to go to school.
Wow.
And so she's thinking, you know, and you love your kid. And so you're going back and forth with these thoughts and stuff. And she's still trying to figure out because just thinking about that just blows your mind. Because what the son was really saying, if you'll just go ahead and die already, I can take your money and I can have a successful life.
Wow.
And that's where we are today. If you really think that the way the adversary is carrying this planet and the way things are happening in darkness in a country like China, for example, that has a one-child policy, which means every other child gets killed, that we're embracing these kind of mindsets, that the value of life is you're seeing life taken at a drop of a hat. You're seeing people treated like trash and treated like nothing. And that's going to be manifesting, and it is manifesting already. And then you have this healthcare, you know, government healthcare coming in to begin to manage care, you know, the Affordable Health Care Act and that type of thing. And I really believe that we should take care of our folks, but I don't necessarily think the government should be over it. Because look, you know, China, the government's over it. And in China, they say, this is how many children you can have. If you have any more than that, you got to kill the child. You know, we're not going to cover it. And they just tell you how your life's going to be. Well, look at end of life issues. They've talked about death panels. Talked about, and people that, if you base your decisions off money instead of the value of life, life has no value. Everything that has a value doesn't have a value because you're thinking money first.
But it only has a value if that life can produce economically. But once that life can no longer produce economically under that mindset, then it's no longer valuable.
Yeah, and that reminds me of Agenda 21, where a particular book that they were, I don't know if it was Agenda 21, maybe it was some different book, but that you generated, the concept was that we'll give you protein, but you got to actually generate so much electricity on this treadmill type thing.
Yeah, I believe that was Agenda 21. Agenda 21.
And this is if you look at history, I mean, don't look at this little flash 230 years, you know, even less than that, because there was people walking on the treadmill for America, for a season of America, you know, making, you know, America economically prosperous on the back of people who America chose not to pay or give value to or give citizenship to until later on. So, but imagine that's you, and you had people walking on the treadmill of cotton, you know, producing an energy that took the cotton market over in the world. It was happening all around the place, but America was involved in that. And you go further back, and you have, you know, around, you know, Queen Elizabeth and all those different, those times, people lived like peasants. You barely made it through. Yeah. You barely, you know, eked through, you know, life. It was so difficult. And, you know, sad to say, when you think about, you know, King's College, the president of King's College,
Dinesh D'Souza,
he talks about one of the goals is to take the world back to like 1416 or something like that, you know, prior to, to the Sunni or Shiite view, whichever one is view of the world, and that, you know, this modern technology. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.